What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy
fucking
Thursday. Welcome back, everyone.
Yes.
How are we feeling today? Are we feeling better?
I'm feeling better.
I'm
a little
too.
Sad that the summer's very quickly coming to an end.
It's the beginning of August.
Yeah, but the fact that back to school is at the end of August.
But the store's got to push it and shit, and the commercials. Like, can we stop?
It's a little bit annoying.
Yeah.
You know, but
it's like people have Halloween stuff out already.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I've seen Christmas. I bought Christmas bags the other day.
What?
I bought Christmas bags because I always need little bags. Little, like, gift.
For small things.
Yeah, and, yeah. They had bags out. They had ornaments out. And yeah, little shits. They had some decor, a little bit of decor. I was like, that's pushing it. Like, Halloween's pushing it, but that's really pushing it. Put it out in October. Yeah. Let Halloween come. Then add Christmas to the mix, you know?
Agree.
But Halloween could be up year-round, and I'd be happy. Right. How about you? You good? You feel better?
Yeah, I feel like I'm right there.
You did what you wanted to do. You stayed away. You relaxed.
Yeah, I haven't filmed. In,
beautiful.
I haven't filmed.
Good.
I'm going to film tomorrow. Well, today I'm going to get ready because I have meetings and then I want to do TikTok content and stuff. But okay. I'm going to start vlogging the weekend tomorrow.
Okay. We love that for you.
Yeah.
I'm happy that you were able to commit to putting it down and just doing you.
Yes.
You know? That's awesome. And what are you grateful for, Alyssa?
I'm grateful for Neosporin.
Okay.
My ear piercing that I got in my cartilage.
Uh-huh.
I got it. I don't know what it was. I just say it got infected, but there was a bump on, a red bump.
Mm.
It was hurting for a while, right? So I was like, I think I talked to you about it.
Mm. You did say, I remember you saying it was bothering you, and you said probably because you sleep at night.
Yeah, but then I looked and I moved the earring out of the way and really looked. And I was like, oh, there's a giant bump under it. Yeah. So I was like, okay, what do I do? Google. And then Neosporin, which I saw some people say oh, that's not going to work. It's this, and that. And it's gone.
Oh, good. So grateful for Neosporin.
Thank God for Neosporin because my ear feels so much better. It's easy. I just put on a tiny bit with a little Q-tip and it was very practical. So I think that's why I kept up with it. I kept it out on the bathroom counter so I didn't forget to do it.
Right.
It's still a little irritating to sleep on my ear because I'm it's almost gone. Mm-hmm. But it's so much better.
That's awesome.
Because I need to flip flop throughout the night, so at least I can do it. And if I get in a certain position, then I'm comfortable. So, yeah, Neosporin, it cleared it up in a week and a half.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. I never really used it.
Neosporin is a go-to. Godlike. Yeah, I was going to say it's a go-to. Especially when you have little kids with bumps, scrapes, cuts, bruises. Neosporin's the way to
Maybe
go.
Maybe I should put that on my mouth. On my corner of my mouth.
Maybe.
Something's happening with my mouth, guys.
I don't know.
I don't know what it is. If you guys remember, I think it was last year, I had angular cheilitis. Which is basically, it starts with a tiny little cut in the corner of your mouth. Could be from a chip, whatever. And if it gets shit in it, you don't know you have the cut because it's so small. It gets irritated, infected, whatever. I thought it was a cold sore. I was putting cold sore medicine on it for so long. It wasn't going away until I went to the doctor and I was like, hey, this is really irritating. I can't open my mouth. I'm having trouble eating. And they were like, oh, it's angular cheilitis. And I don't remember what medicine they gave me. And I don't know if that's what I have now. But there's also, it's not just the cut in the corner of my mouth. I feel like a layer of my lips have burnt off. And I was using Hailey Bieber's new skincare. It's a peptide lip serum, which is supposed to hydrate your lips. But I used it when I first got it for a few days. Nothing happened to me. Now I've been using it more frequently every night. And then this started happening. So I don't know if it's because of that. I don't know if it's because one day I sat by the pool and they got sunburnt my lips. I don't know what it is, but they're burning. All my food feels like it's spicy. It's burning my lips. And I have to put on chapstick 25 times a day.
And they look a little more luscious.
They look like I got a little bit of lip injections, which I did not. But I don't know. It's very bizarre. But they're right now, they're tingly. It feels those lip glosses that are supposed to tingle?
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly what it feels like.
Really?
But I'm not. I'm just putting on chapstick all day. It's so weird. I don't know. I can't figure it out.
I'm sure somebody listening is going to be like, oh,
yeah,
it's this, this, or that. So
remember if, we were hanging out the other night? I was like, oh, I got to get a chapstick. Yes. Like, it was, like, unbearable.
She did. She, like, got up off the table. I was like, got chapstick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's...
They're burning all the time. And they feel like they're going to crack if I open like my tight, mouth too wide. Said, right? Very tight. It literally feels like I put, like, a lip plumper on. That's what I was the word I was looking for. It's so weird.
My lips are starting to feel weird.
I know. And then Jerry's got an eye problem, and then my eyes started to hurt. We're going, maybe we aren't doing better. I'm just kidding.
We're looking for problems now. I'm like, oh, my lips starting to bother me now.
We're like, our mental problems are gone. Let's get physical ones. Anyways, yeah. So mentally, I'm doing better. Physically, I'm starting to fall apart. And then one of the people I was with recently found out that them and people that they live with had head lice. So that was a whole nother fiasco.
So now she's sitting here itching. Well, she's not actually.
I was, though, after I found out. I was like, oh, hell no. I was like, I would rather be like physically sick than have bugs on my head. The concept of that? No.
But if you had it, you would know.
Yeah.
It's
I think
itch like no other.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely not. I think just when I think about it, like right now when we're talking about it, I'm like, oh my God, there's bugs crawling all over my hair.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about it, and I'm itching my head.
Yeah.
So,
but Zane's been checking. I've been checking. Maybe I'll go get a treatment. I don't want to. I don't know why I don't want to.
They sell it to it.
Like CVS. I'll do a home one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you could do that.
I just don't feel like I have it.
No.
I'm immune. I should keep telling myself that. I'm immune to everything.
You're anyways, lucky one.
What are you grateful for?
I am grateful. Oh my God, I feel like it's every damn day. Well, yesterday was a year for my stimulator. And I know I've mentioned it a couple of times lately because I went to Washington, D.C. and I was able to do the walk with my daughter. Mm-hmm. But I am grateful for doctors, medical technology, all that good stuff. That's what I'm grateful for because it literally gave me my life back. Different. It's a different life. But
you're living.
Seeing where I was.
Yeah.
And seeing where I could possibly be is just, I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
So, guys, I promise I won't say it next time, okay?
You better come up with something more unique or we're going to lose all of our listeners, okay?
No, but you know what? When that's what you're grateful for. I mean, I'm grateful that's for how everything. You know. But, I mean, yeah. I was just, yesterday came up in my memories and I'm like, oh my gosh. And yeah. Yeah. Love grateful it. For my family for being there. How about that? Grateful for my family after I had my surgery. How's that?
There you go. Well,
although I'm always grateful for them too, but yeah. Okay.
Are we hopping into it? Is that all our chats? We had pupusas.
We had pupusas. So she got good. Her fix.
It was so good. And we watched House Hunters. See, that's what I said last episode. I just want to hang out with family, relax, enjoy.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really was.
So that was good.
Quality time.
Quality time.
Not just time, it's quality time. All right, so today we are doing what, Liz?
Today we are doing, he's a two, but he's kind of better because of this.
Okay.
So if you guys missed the last one we did he's a 10, but he's kind of shit because of this. And then we would rank the hypothetical man.
Okay.
Of what would make him worse. In this case, he's shit, but there's something that makes him really great.
And now we're going to be like, well, he's shit in what ways? Like every other way but this one thing?
Yes, that's what we have to put in our head.
Oh, okay. So he's shit, except for the one thing that these people are writing in to us about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do like shit to our own standards. Like what would be shit in our eyes? Like what's like not good?
When you look at another couple and you're like, shit, I would not fucking tolerate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's a two, but he's a family person.
I feel like that's great. It's a great quality, but it's also kind of like a bare minimum quality.
Like, right, but
there are the people reverse. That don't
it's like, care would you rather have a great person who's not a family? Like I feel like I don't know.
Like, yeah, like if he doesn't come to like your family functions or even care about any of it or care to like have a relationship with your like siblings and stuff, like mm-hmm. no.
Been there, done that.
So, but he's a two, but the family person is nice. So I would say it makes him like a six.
I agree. I concur, Alyssa.
Okay, cool. He's a two, but he makes jokes about how he's a two. Like, he so recognizes he shit.
I think he's automatically a five then.
Yeah, you gotta have humor.
You have to have humor, and he obviously does. And you know what? I mean, how many times have we talked about you have to own your shit? So he's owning it. He's like, yeah, I know.
That is kind of
room
funny.
Room for improvement, right?
That is funny.
I mean, once you acknowledge your problems, that's when you can improve on them. Right. So he's acknowledging it. I bet you he's going to get to an 8 or a 10.
Right, because he's got a sense of humor.
Right. And he
yeah, I'm shit. I'm a 2. Honestly, I don't know why she's with me, because I'm a fucking 2. Like, that's funny.
That is funny.
Okay.
He's a keeper, okay?
Yeah. He's a 2, but he's tall as fuck. That doesn't really do anything
for me. Doesn't do anything for me
either.
I think
he's still a 2.
Yeah, because if you're zero personality or just a shit person and you're tall, I don't care.
Also, I'm really short, so like I don't want you to be super tall.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a 2, but he's really funny. We love that.
Love humor. Yeah, if you can make me laugh, points to you. He's going to go to like a 5.
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a 2, but he knows how to fuck. He's still a 2 to me.
Still a 2.
Because I feel like anybody really can, or you could self-please or teach. Uh-huh.
And how much time do you spend in the bedroom? Most of your time is out of the bedroom together. Right. So
it's great that he can, but...
For 10% of your time together.
Yeah.
No.
Oh. See, he's automatically got lots of extra points for this. Lots. He's a 2, but... He cooks and is amazing with the kids.
That's like an 8.
8. Yeah. Ah, yeah. 8. I have to say, he's an 8.
It's funny because it's also bare minimum. Like, know how to cook and be good with kids. You know what I mean? Like, basic life skills here. But I get it. There's a lot of men that are not. That right. Can't. Okay. Yes.
And that's
8.
A very important thing. Well, to me it is. And
yeah.
I've always said that's the reason I fell in love with Ever, was watching him interact with my kids was the first thing that I loved about him. So it's key. It's very, very important for me to have a mate that's great with kids.
And can cook.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Come on. I mean, that's a bonus,
especially because I don't like to cook anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, great with kids is definitely... a sell point for me.
Like, every time I see like Gordon Ramsay on TikTok, I'm like, wow, his kids and his wife are so blessed. So blessed. Like, how does it feel? Oh, look, he's a 2, but he cooks really good food.
Like, really good food.
That's the way to my heart. That's gonna bump him up like a 6. Oh my god,
stop it. Yeah. Okay. He's a 2 and he goes above and beyond for our children. Yeah. See? Automatically bumped that shit up. He's an 7-8. Because if he goes above and beyond for your children, that's very important. Because a lot of men, I feel, I don't want to generalize, sorry. From my experience, a lot of men that I know are just like the breadwinner of the family, so to speak, and don't do the above and beyond. Mm-hmm. That's why me, when I see that father pushing his infant down the street, I'm always like, oh, mm-hmm. You know? Like, automatically, I like him. I think he's a great guy because he's doing his, you know, his parental part in raising a child. But I feel like a lot of, stereotypically speaking, sorry, I feel like a lot of men just feel like their sort of job is just to be the breadwinner, you know?
Mm.
I also grew up in a lot of different times, and I know shit's changing, but that's why my brain, when I see that dad interacting at the park playing with his kids, I'm just like,
that's so fucking cute.
My bottom lip comes out, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's good.
He's a 2, but he notices your mood changes and does whatever possible to make you feel better.
See, he's an 8.
Yeah, paying attention to shit like that, that's like good communication skills.
And he's intuitive.
Yeah.
So what more do you want? Somebody who really knows you.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I would love to hear from you who wrote in what the bad parts are.
Right.
Because I want to see. Because to me, if you have a man who just knows when you're off and does everything to try to fix you, that's like a dream.
Yeah. He's going to go to like...
A nine.
Yeah, nine.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Agree.
He's a two, but he looks at me like I'm the only girl in the world.
Three.
See, I was going to go to a five. Just because he
looks at you?
I think that's adorable. I'm going to give him a five. It's cute,
but like, if you're a two, like, that ain't doing nothing for me. Actions speak louder than words. Well, looking at you is an action. It doesn't do much, though. It doesn't take a lot of effort, you know what I mean? He's a two, but he cleans the house without being asked. That's like a seven
six.
For me.
I was going to say a six.
That's like a seven. When Zane does a chore without me asking.
All the bells and whistles, like, woohoo, yay, congratulations.
Love
like,
yeah, language. Yeah. Love language, acts of service, please.
Oh, he's a two, but he surprises you with breakfast in bed.
Oh, that's like a five.
I agree.
That's cute.
That is. Very if it was cute. Something that was all the time and that's just a great quality, you know, like that's his good quality, I'd bump it up a little more. But a surprise means it's not often. But I think that's adorable. So very I say cute. Five.
Very cute.
He's a two, but he watches Alyssa Rose. Man, he's a 10.
He's a 10. Actually, he's a 12. he's a two, but he works hard and comes home and helps with dinner and the kids and cleans up.
He's a 10.
How is he a two?
He's a 10. Because a man, like, I even feel guilty whenever comes home from work sometimes. When you're out there in the heat working a physical job and you come home and you're like I even feel bad sometimes going, hey, do me a favor, can you pick this up? Like, if I make a pasta dish, sometimes I'll say, can you stop at Lidl and get a loaf of bread?
Yeah.
Right, the Italian bread.
Yeah.
I feel bad even asking him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's on his way out. He's already out of the, like,
right.
It's not a big deal to him. But to me, I feel guilty. It's like, I was home all day. I could have went and got that loaf of bread, you know? But he doesn't mind.
Yeah.
And then he'll come home and he'll kick. I'll do the dishes tonight. Like, he blows my mind with, I am blessed beyond blessed with stuff like that from ever.
Acts of service.
And listen, there's a lot of shit that drives me nuts, but definitely blessed.
I felt the same way. Like two nights ago, Zane and I both were out, but I asked him to stop and get the groceries for dinner. And I was like, but I can stop after. And it's like, no, I stop all the time. Like, he can stop. And he's quicker than me. I take forever. I sit in my car.
Oh. I was going to say, because you what? Look around. I look around. Go up every aisle.
He's quick.
Yeah. I go in, get what I need to get on my list, and I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't browse aisles.
Yeah. And then both of our like things that we were at ended at the same time. So I was like, okay, he gets out the store. I could go home, shower, so that by the time he's home, I'm ready to cook, you know?
Gotcha.
But I felt a little like, oh, I could stop, though. And I was like, no, you can stop.
You guys agree
and
like that.
He had no problem doing it.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a two, but he makes me coffee every morning to go to work.
Two.
That's because Alyssa don't like coffee. I'd give him a four. I mean, that's an act of service. He wakes up. Yeah, he's taking care. He's making sure you get your morning coffee.
Yeah. I'm just ever joking because I don't drink coffee.
Ever makes me coffee every single morning, too. And that breakfast if I want it, but I don't eat breakfast, so, you know.
He's a two, but he does the house cleaning to your standard.
Eight.
10, bitch. If you want something done, you got to do it yourself. So if he could do it like you.
10, I change it.
Yeah.
Because that's so true. You know what happened this morning?
God.
What? I love you, Ever. Ever, I told you, just finished telling you, he makes coffee in the morning, right? So I was brushing my teeth, and he's making the coffee. I heard him get the coffee cups. I come inside, and you know, like on milk or whatever, it has the little ring that you pull out?
Yes.
Well, he pulls it out. Because it's a new container, and it's on the fucking floor. Like, you can't tell me. Like, all right, I'm thinking he probably had it on the counter and the cat threw it on the floor because cats are assholes like that. But why not turn around and throw it in the garbage? That ruins it for me. Just kidding. But to me, that's the, if you're going to do something, do it right. You take a, you're opening a new thing. You're taking out the piece, turn around, throw it in the garbage. It's not on the other side of the house. It's three steps away.
There's men.
Yeah, that's a shit. So the fact that you're right, the fact that he does it to her standard, that's huge.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like I have that if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself mm-hmm. kind of mentality. But as I'm getting older, I'm like, I don't give a shit how good or bad he does it. At least he's doing it. But it would have been nice yeah. to have that.
Yeah. Like if Zane cooks for himself, like usually there's like seasonings on the counter or like he doesn't wipe down the stove.
Hey, but at least he's cooking for himself, right?
So, yeah. And like wash your dishes and then like whatever, I'll fucking clean the counter in the morning, whatever.
So funny.
Or he like shaved his beard the other day and he cleaned the sink, but then they were just like, I think his like shaver like was sitting on the edge of the counter, so there was hair on the floor. He's there for like 2 days. I go, like, can you vacuum up this hair on the floor? He's like, oh yeah. Yeah, shit. Sorry. Like you forgot to do it. I'm like, don't you see it?
That's like the thing that was on the floor this morning. Yeah. Just do it. Quick, easy.
Or like sometimes if he feeds a cat, he'll just forget to throw out the cat containers on the counter. I'm like.
Yep. It's a man thing, I think.
I don't know what don't the know. Fuck it is. It's fine. Could be worse.
It's fine. I'm fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Okay. He's a two, but he plays your favorite sport or instrument.
That's nice because it's like a bonding thing. Personally, I'm not into sports or an instrument.
I would say five.
Yeah, because if it's something that you both like are passionate about.
Stop it.
Go away.
If it's something you're passionate about.
Yeah. Then it's like a bonding thing. You have a lot in common. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like a five.
Yeah.
Ooh. He's a two, but he brings you home food.
10, Alyssa.
That's a 10. Without asking to and you're hungry. Oh.
Oh, how about this one, Alyssa? He's a two, but the D is good.
He's somebody a two. Else said he's good in bed. He's still a two.
Yeah, he's a two.
Yeah. He's a two, but he listens to you and helps you when you need it. 9. Think about it opposite. He's a 10, but he doesn't listen or help you. We would go, oh, 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, if she didn't write the when you need it part, because I think he should help you automatically. Like, if it's automatically, like, he helps you without asking, he'd be a 10. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go to, like, an 8. Okay. Because I feel like certain things, like the damn milk thing on the floor, so just funny. See you do it. Don't have me ask you to do it. Like, or, you know.
Like if, do you ever, like, think about, like, oh, if I didn't do what I do on a daily basis, if I just left it, what would happen?
Listen to me.
Do you ever think about that?
I thought about it when I was going through my shit last episode. Yeah. I thought about it. I'm like, you know, the whole with his comments, which, by the way, have subsided. He learned a better way of saying it.
Cool.
But I almost felt like I don't want to do it. I took a picture, by the way, of my floor, and I vacuumed yesterday just to show you, which it's ridiculous. But I did think about that. I thought about, let me just not do anything for a week and see what my fucking house looks like. And then I'm like, then I'll only have to clean that much more.
Right.
But I think everybody, like if I didn't go shopping, if I didn't cook, if I didn't do my cleaning, if I didn't do the laundry, if I didn't do all the little things that I say are my job, so to speak, it would be a fucking disaster. If I didn't feed the, like this morning, I've already fed the cats fresh water, cleaned the cat litter. Like if I didn't do that for a week.
I know.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Luckily we do our Sunday cleaning, so like that's like our designated. Definitely that's the day like he'll do a lot of shit, but he does keep up with me a lot. I'm definitely blessed in that way.
I remember when you guys first started this, he said that he actually really enjoys waking up to it being done.
Yes.
So I'm sure that taught him to like be more on top mm-hmm. of it.
Yeah, and if like, and we flip-flop dishes, like that's just how we do it because we cook so much. So mm-hmm. there's always so many dishes. And we don't have a dishwasher. Oh, my God. God, Lord bless. I can't wait. But we flip-flop. So, like, he'll do one day. I'll do the next day. So, like, he knows, like, if the sink is full and it's his turn, like, he'll wash without me having to ask.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Or we'll both do the cat litter throughout the week. Yeah. He's good like that. But, like, I don't think he would ever, like, vacuum the carpet if I didn't ask him to. I don't think, like, he thinks he cares about shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. He's like, yes, who cares?
It's like ever if I ask him to dust, he'll do like the table, the unit, but he won't go around the picture frames.
You're like,
he
on,
don't care,
dude.
You know? And it's like, I don't care. That's fine. I'll do that when I do it. Yeah. But at least he's doing the big things, you know?
Yeah. Or like Swiffer WetJet. I don't think Zane would even think to pick that up ever. Like, I would have to ask. But he takes out the garbage every week. He does the recycling every week. So I can't complain.
Beautiful.
He makes the bed in the morning. Only if I make my side. If I don't make my side.
He's like, fuck it. I'll let her do it.
You know what, though? It motivates me because, like, we'll do the big chunks of dishes every other day. But then, like, we say, like, keep up with your own shit. Like, if you make a bowl of oatmeal, just wash your damn bowl. Mm-hmm. So that it keeps up with the dishes.
Right.
So that makes me want to keep up with mine. Because if he sees I have a bowl in there, then he'll just put his bowl. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Whereas if the sink is empty, he'll be like, oh, Liz wants me to keep up with it. Let me do it quick.
Right.
It's like a psychological thing.
I get it.
Yeah.
Makes complete sense.
But it motivates me to do it. Because if I don't do it, then he won't.
And then it's going to add more to my dishes that I got to do. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I got it.
Okay, sorry. That was a rant.
He's a two, but he loves the Jonas Brothers. He's
a two.
He must
love the Jonas Brothers.
He's a two for me. Sorry.
Ooh.
Alyssa, he's a 10 for her.
He's a 2, but he watches The Bachelor / Bachelorette with me and is high-key more into it than me.
10?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just a TV show. It's not that crazy. He would go to like a 5 because he's enjoying something that you enjoy with you. It's funny because I try to tell him about Love Island because I'm addicted. I like it way more than The Bachelor anyway. So if you said that, that would be higher. But he said he was talking to one of his friends, and his friend was like, you don't watch that with her? It's so good. I was
Love
like, oh,
Island?
What? So now you're going to try watching with me? He's like, no. But I thought maybe because one of his boys said it was a good show that he would.
And
no, he still doesn't care too. You know what it is, though? I like that I can watch it without him. There's so many episodes, you know. Love Island is like so much. So to find time for both of us to watch it, I would want to keep watching.
Right, right.
And then
right.
I would see spoilers. Like, no, it's good. I like it by myself.
Okay, he's a 2, but he treats his mom like a 10.
That's nice.
They always say it's really important to marry somebody who treats their mother well.
Yeah. I go like a 7, maybe an 8.
I say 6, 7. Because it depends on why you're ranking him a 2, you know?
I know.
Like, yeah.
That's true. I'll go to a 6.
Yeah, I think I'll say 6 as well.
Also, again, treating your mom well is a bare minimum.
Right, exactly.
It's not like we should be giving him brownie points. Like, what's so exciting about that? Like, wow, he treats his mom well. What a gem.
I mean,
as you should.
One of my exes treated his mom like trash.
That's so awful.
And I just remember, like, saying, what the fuck? That's your mother. She gave you life. And she was the sweet, like, I absolutely adored her.
Yeah.
And she did every single thing for him.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, see, that's not
he
good.
Did not. She did not deserve him as a child. He's a 2, but he doesn't leave the dirty clothes around the house.
Again, bare minimum. Put him in the fucking hamper.
Yeah.
Zane doesn't do this anymore. Hallelujah.
Well, I went. Ever used to kind of do that. But he don't anymore. But like, the laundry basket was in the den because I folded clothes.
Okay.
And I took the pile and put the clothes away instead of putting them back in the thing to carry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just took the pile off there, went and put everything away. So the basket was still in my den. It was on the brown ottoman.
Mm-hmm.
So Ever came home from work yesterday, took off his clothes, and instead of like he knows it's there because he moved it to sit on the ottoman and then put it back on the ottoman. But yesterday he took off his work clothes, and right where the basket usually goes, right next to that is his desk. He has a pile of his dirty clothes on the chair. It's like, but you know the white basket's there in the den because you just moved it to sit. You can go get it. So that kind of like was like, really? Like, you couldn't just go get the basket and put it back and then put your clothes in the basket. You have
to
pull out.
Like us.
They got to pull out. He had to physically pull out his chair to put his clothes on the chair. Come on. I mean, I'm lazy, but I would have went and got that basket.
Oh. That's so cute.
It's so cute.
He sees it too, but his hug melts away a bad day. There's nothing like feeling comfort like that. He's a 7.
At least, yeah.
Because if he can comfort you in that way.
Mm-hmm. Then he's really not that bad.
He's really not.
It's just he's got little things that you don't like, but he's really not that bad. For him to be able to melt your bad day away with a hug.
That's such a cute way of saying that. That's adorable.
I need to start hugging. Ever gives great hugs.
Aww.
And like,
I love a good long hug.
Yes. Just they say 20 seconds, a hug of 20 seconds long, like a tight, warm hug, changes your...
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I need to start hugging my man again.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah. If I'm having like a day, I'll just walk up to Zane and just hug him and just sit there.
Yeah.
It's like comforting. Is. Very comforting. And he's taller than me, so my head can just sit on his chest.
And you hear his heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. That's he's a 7 at least. Yes. He's a 2, but he always puts a smile on your face.
That's so nice. He's an 8.
I would say he's a 7.
Yeah.
Because he always puts a smile on your face.
So he can't be that bad.
So all the other little shits that are driving you crazy about him aren't that important.
Because you're always smiling.
Right. Right.
He's a 2, but he drives a lifted truck and wears Wranglers and cowboy boots.
I guess she has a very specific type. See, he's still a 2 in my eyes. In my eyes, he's a 1. Just kidding, guys. I'm definitely like a suburban city kind of girl, not like a rural kind of.
But I get it. People love that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, cowboy with a big truck. Like, that's some girls love that shit, but not for me. He better he's still a 2.
I'm sure most of our listeners are like, oh my God, he's a 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
He's a 2, but he acts like everything that you cook is gourmet.
10.
To me, that's a 10 because I love when people compliment what I make. And like, if you're hyping me up, even if I just made like a box mac and cheese, babe, how did you do this? How did you make? I've never had Kraft mac and cheese so damn good.
He's a 10.
I love that. That boosts me up, man. He's a 2, but he takes out the trash the first time that you ask.
He'd be a 10. No, he wouldn't be a 10. He'd be an 8 if he did it without you asking, because don't he see it's full? But I'd say he's a 6.
I'll go to like a 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a 2, but he makes you lift heavier at the gym more than you thought you could do on your own.
So he's encouraging.
I like that. He's a 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agree.
Somebody who like, yeah, it is.
You got
come on,
this.
You
come
can
on,
do
on,
it.
Go.
Yeah, yeah, that's very attractive.
Yeah. He's a 2, but he has a cute puppy.
10. Just kidding, guys. I love doggies, though. I was
4.
4. Yeah, I'd say 4.
Cool, you're
realistically.
A puppy. He's a 2, but he fills your gas tank.
2.
Bare minimum.
Yeah. Wait, does he fill his gas tank, like, if he takes your car or...
Oh, or, like, gets out and does it for you?
I mean, if he gets out and does it for you, to me, that's bare minimum. But if he sees that you have no gas, or if you mention you have no gas, and he's like, oh, let me just go fill my wife's car.
That's
a little more... Uh-huh. I'd give him a 5.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
For sure.
He's a 2, but he helped me raise my niece. Oh. That's like a, that's like a 5.
Yeah.
He's a 2, but he validates my feelings. Hmm. 6, maybe?
6, yeah.
I think it's important for people to, yeah.
Yes.
There's nothing worse than
being
get
gaslighted.
Over it. Everything's fine. Get over it. You're overacting.
What are you talking about? I never said that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's nice when people, yeah.
Yep. He's a 2, but he always tells you how beautiful you are. That's very nice. 5.
I concur.
Yeah.
He's a 2, but he's in the military. like the men in uniform. Women love men in uniform.
But I don't like that because then you're gone all the time too.
Yeah.
My fucking, my obsessive ass could never.
I give it out to women who have, or wait, sorry, let me correct myself. I give it up to people who have a spouse in the military.
For real.
Because being able to maintain that mother-father role while your spouse is away for 9 months, a year at a time.
Kudos to you.
Bless you all. Because I'm going to go maybe a little higher only because I think very deeply about the sacrifice that people who join the military are.
Oh, for being in the military, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
But that doesn't... like boost them up points for me specifically. Like if I was dating and they're like, yeah, but I'm in the military, I wouldn't be like, oh, you're a 10. I'd be like, oh, that's gonna be hard. You know, like relationship wise, like yeah, of course, like military, yes, 10 out of 10, thank you for sacrificing, love it. But like relationship wise,
right,
that wouldn't boost up right. points for me. That would actually be like harder for me.
I think so too. I yeah. agree with you.
Yeah,
I'm a very needy, wanty person, so
yeah, no, I don't know, I don't think I could do it. If I had to, obviously I would, but yeah.
He's a two, and he has a kind, patient heart.
8, 9, 9.
I'll stay with the 8. Nah, I think anybody that has a kind, patient heart,
you can get through anything in life.
Exactly.
That's what exactly. I'm saying, so 9.
So all the little things. Yeah, I agree yeah. with you, Liz.
Yeah. He's a 2, but he changes the litter box. 5, 4, 4.
Yeah.
He's a 2, but he lets you tell him in depth the plot of every Colleen Hoover book you read. That's nice that he sits there and listens, because he probably doesn't give a shit.
Right. But the fact that he listens.
Yeah.
And doesn't make you
about.
Feel... like he doesn't give a shit.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good listener. That's somebody who cares about what's important to you. I would go 8. Minimum 8. Yeah.
Agree. He's a 2, but he has a golden retriever.
4.
You don't like golden retrievers?
I love golden retrievers, but it's the same thing like
it's
the puppy.
It's just a dog.
Yeah. I mean, I can go get a dog on my own.
Yeah.
But I'm, yeah.
I don't know. I guess, yeah. When you're dating, I guess a man that has a dog of his own is like, yeah, I don't know, it's kind of attractive, like cute, like,
yeah.
Oh, you're taking care of a dog.
It's like the kid thing too. Oh, look at you taking care of your kid. Yeah, it is. It's attractive, but if he's a 2 otherwise,
it's 3.
Yeah. He's a 2, but he doesn't fucking gaslight you every time you're upset at something he did.
8.
Yes.
Oh, he's a 2, but he smells really good. 9.
See, I'm gonna say 4 because anybody can go buy a bottle of cologne or take a shower.
Good hygiene when you smell good all the time. That's so nice.
Oh,
a good cologne can just make you forget about everything. Like, I don't care about anything that you say or do. You fucking smell amazing.
Again, I have an ex who always smelled good and he was trash. So, I you know, it's like when you have a name of somebody that you just had a bad interaction with and you're like, I would never name my kid. It's the same thing right now that's happening. It's like I had that bad experience. So good
you're
smelling
like,
is
you
not.
You smell good and you suck.
Yeah, exactly. He's a 2, but he makes sure I'm always well taken care of and loved.
10.
10.
What do you need? This is personal. He's a 2, but he gives the best dick ever. Lord. 2.
Yeah.
He's a 2, but he does laundry.
Oh, that's what I wasn't going about. You know me. I like doing laundry.
I love doing laundry.
Yeah.
Probably so my satisfying. Favorite chore.
So satisfying.
Yeah. I hate dishes.
I love dishes too. And vacuuming.
I love vacuuming. I love laundry. Dishes, because I cook so much. I'm like, I don't want to wash dishes.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like a very sad. It's me. I like the things that are very satisfied. You go from a dirty pile of clothes to a nice, clean, neatly folded floors, you know? Like,
yes.
But dishes, same thing. You go from a sink full of dishes to like empty.
It's definitely
clean.
Satisfying. I just hate doing it. Like, I like vacuuming. I like doing laundry. But if I get in front of the sink, put on my show, get on my gloves, and I'm there,
you're ready
then
to go.
I'm good. It's just gotcha. Getting there, just starting. It's not fun. I love wiping the kitchen counters. Oh, it's my toxic trait. I do it too much. Love that. I don't like doing the cat litter. How'd we get here? I don't know. Okay, but he's a 2, but he does laundry.
4.
4. Yeah, I would agree.
He's a 2, but he knows your worth and shows you what you deserve.
8.
8. Yeah.
Wow. Look at us. A lot of these are so similar. Everybody really wants someone that can cook. Everyone's like, he's a 2, but he can cook. He can cook.
It's like, cook, he's good in bed, and he's good with kids. He's a 2, but he fixes my car.
That's nice. You don't have to go to the fucking body shop at all. That's like a good perk. What do you think is the best perk in a partner, like career-wise? Like if he was a doctor and he could tell you what's wrong if you're like a hypochondriac, or like if he is like ever is a mechanic, then you don't have to take your car anywhere. He can just fix it. Like that's convenient as fuck. Like absolutely. What's the most convenient job that your spouse can have?
I'm going to say right now, like because of my circumstances, ever being a mechanic. Yeah. I mean, he has saved me literally thousands of dollars. I mean, all of us, just like, because he does, well, him and Imani too, do all the oil changes on the car, like
yeah,
everything. Like he takes care, does all our brakes all the time. I mean, go to a mechanic and get front and rear brakes, rotors, you know, everything. It's fucking $600-$800. Mm-hmm. You know, he's gonna do the brakes on my truck again now. But yeah, no, I mean, I absolutely love that because of my financial situation. I mean, that's huge for me. Huge.
What about if he was a gynecologist?
No, I'm good down there right now. Thanks. I mean, he might as well be. Well, it looks good to me.
Man. I think just general, like, a handyman is nice to have in a partner. Like Zane said, he's like, now that we're moving, like, I'm going to learn so much.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, please do. Like, that's not nice. Having to hire somebody to do a lot of things is, that's what you're saying. Yeah, like the mechanic. It's yeah, very
it's
helpful.
Huge. It's yeah. huge. Yeah. I can say, listen, I'm sorry, but like Zane's dad, he used to call his maintenance guy to go change his light bulbs. And I kid you not, like, I'm not lying. I'm not exaggerating the truth.
I love how you're like whispering.
Because I hate that. Like, I don't like speaking ill of people, but he couldn't even change a light bulb.
Everybody's got their thing.
And it's, yeah, I mean, he was just, he's definitely a businessman, doesn't know how to do anything else other than business, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was there, obviously. I stuck by it for a while, but that shit drove me crazy. It's like, why you gotta call somebody? Let me change the damn fucking light.
That's a little extreme.
Yeah, he was very extreme.
Like, I get, like, calling things to, like, save time or just get something done, like, professionally. A light bulb? But a light bulb, that's a little extreme. That's dumb. Okay. This has nothing to do with anything. Jerry, what hotel did you stay at in D.C.?
I think it was called either the State Plaza Hotel or the Plaza State. No, State Plaza makes sense. It was the State Plaza.
Because you were saying how nice it was.
It was beautiful, and it was very inexpensive, and it was like literally a fun, I don't know how many minutes, because everything to me is 5 minutes. Mm. It was 5 minutes away from the Lincoln Memorial. So Plaza State Hotel.
There you go.
Beautiful. Snuck loved that in it. There. Yeah.
He's a 2, but he has a great relationship with his sister.
That's important, nice. But...
It's nice, but it'll bump him up a little bit, but nothing crazy. Again, just have a good relationship with your sister. Minimum.
Okay.
What is he?
4.
4, yeah, I agree.
He's a 2, but he opens the doors for you.
That's nice,
that's
but...
That's chivalry, but yeah, you're still...
3.
I was gonna say you're still a 2.
Yeah. Oh! He's a 2, but he surprises you with something from the gas station, even though you say no.
That's ever. I mean, every time it too.
You're like, I told you not to fucking buy me anything.
Every single time. If he's like, all right, I just gotta stop and get gas, he'll come home with a monster for me. Aww. Or if I ask him to get the bread at Lidl, he'll come home with jelly rings. I mean, every time, which is great, right? Because
I wish Zane did that more. Don't take it for granted.
I'm trying not to.
But if he came home with nothing for you, would you be like, oh, why didn't he get me anything today?
Probably, because I'm so used to him doing it. But I also do the same. If I go to Walmart, I'll be like, oh, I know he needs undershirts.
Yeah, or I do know, it too.
Like, I get him undershirts, he gets me my monster. But yeah, I mean, I think we both do that for each other, and it is sweet. But I don't, if he was a piece of shit and did that, I don't know if I'd boost his ranking up very much.
Right.
Like, he's thoughtful. Ah, see, that does. That makes it seem like he's thoughtful. So that would boost it up. Maybe a 5.
Yeah. I don't know. I love that shit. I do it with Zane all the time. I'm like, look, I found this for you. But I'm also like, I love gift giving.
Mm-hmm.
That's like how I show my love. Like, oh, look, I thought of you and got you this. Love that. He's a 2, but he knows your favorite. He knows your order at your favorite restaurant. 3. That's nice because he pays attention.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
He's a 2, but he makes sure the house is clean for you every morning before you wake up.
6.
8.
6 because...
Before you're even up, he gets up, makes sure the house is clean. Stress. Mm. Goodbye, stress.
Yeah, but why would she rate him a 2 otherwise? I don't know. I don't know.
I would appreciate that a lot.
Okay, Liz. He's a 2, but he has a boat. Mm. He's a 2.
2. It's cool. That's nice. But I'm not that big into boats. I mean, they're fun. They're great. But.
He's a 2, but he cooks dinner every night and treats you amazing and is good with your child.
How's he a 2?
How is he a 2? Yeah, that's
he's mean to waiters at restaurants.
Oh, no.
I should give you hypothetical why he's a 2.
Oh, no, don't do that. Because I got to change all my scores back down to a 2. I think he's great. What doesn't he do? Why are you ranking him a 2?
Okay, so he cooks dinner, he treats you amazing, and is good with your kids.
He's a 10.
He's mean to your parents.
My parents are deceased, so I'm okay.
Hypothetical!
He's a 10. I gotta go 5 because you have to have some level of respect and to treat my parents mean, it's gonna knock you down. But then again, if you're amazing to me and my child, it's gonna boost
and
you back
cooks
up.
Every
so
night.
I would say 5.
What if, let's make it not as extreme, he sleeps until 2:30 in the afternoon every day? But he's amazing to you, cooks you dinner, and is good with your kid. But he sleeps until 2:30. I just know that's something me and Jerry don't like. Get your fucking ass up.
Here's the issue. If he's sleeping until 2:30 and he's making me dinner, that means he ain't got a job. Because where is he working in between? He is a 2. He's a 2, sis. He needs to be able to. No, that shit. Yeah, you know me. That shit drives me crazy.
Yeah.
That drives me crazy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. No. He's a 2.
He's a 2, but you come home to a clean house, flowers, and dinner already being made. That's like a 9. That's really nice.
Listen, I would love to... We should have asked them to put why he's a 2, because I'm so nosy. Like, to me, this is like... This is what girls dream of, having a man to cook dinner. Flowers are ready for you. Like... Your house is clean. What is missing?
It should have been like he sucks in bed, but he does this, or he is mean to waiters, but he does
this. Right. Because that would make us have a better understanding. Mm. But I think a lot of these responses were about the D, you know? So maybe that's important to a lot of people, and maybe these the guys that are cooking dinner and bringing roses and all clean houses suck in bed.
Yeah, you know? We should take, like, what other people said and be like, oh, he doesn't do that. Like, he's not good in bed, but he brings you flowers, cooks you dinner, and da-da-da-da-da.
See, then he's a 10.
Or he doesn't cook you dinner, he doesn't bring you flowers, he doesn't listen to you when you speak, but he's good in bed. Like,
no, that's a 0. A 0, because, yeah.
He's a 2, but he's a mechanic.
Oh, I love my ever.
That wouldn't really do that much for me. Maybe a 3. Like, cool. It's useful, but it doesn't make you a better person. But it makes you cooler. Like, you're that's helpful. But if you're shit everywhere else, then fuck you, the mechanic.
Yeah, true.
He's a 2, but he wears work pants all the time. 2. Change up your style. 1. I thought this person said he's a dog. It says has a dog. He's a 2, but he's a dog. Like, what?
I mean, he's a 2, but he's willing to switch jobs to move closer to you because your job is more stable. I'm a nurse. That's a sacrifice. That ranks high for me.
It is, but why is he saying that her job is more stable? Is he going to keep working? He's a 5. I go with 5.
Okay. You're right. Oh, see, like, this is important to me. He's a 2, but he does little things without you asking.
Like bringing you home something from the gas station.
Yeah, or doing the dishes, or cooking a meal. I mean, to me, that's like, he cares. He knows you.
Yes. So, 7. Are you reading the same one?
I don't know. Go ahead.
He's a 2, but he cooks dinner and follows Gotta Be Good recipes.
10.
You be eating good. He's a 2, but he makes you a priority.
10.
That's everything to me. Mm-hmm. I don't like feeling like I'm on the back burner. Mm-hmm. I like being priority, yeah. Bitch. As you should.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding.
He's a 2, but he gets along with your family and treats them as his own.
Oh, 9.
That's important.
Yes. Very important.
As long as nothing bad is happening behind closed doors.
Right.
You know?
Right. Because
I had that.
Yeah. True.
So he's a 2, but he runs an animal shelter. It's my heart right there.
That's nice. But if he's shit, who gives a shit what he does? 3.
No, I
point for the animals, but also when he comes home and he's an asshole to you and isn't nice and doesn't do anything for you, you could go work at fucking McDonald's for all I care.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a 2, but he rides dirt bikes.
2.
He's a 2.
That's too dangerous. He's a 2, but he puts the toilet seat down after using it.
Guys, that's impressive. But
Zane does.
Yeah, so does Ever.
I would kill him.
So does Imani. I think it took a lot of training of my boys to do it, but they do it, and I'm grateful for it because there's nothing worse.
Well, Zane and I also saw a thing where, like, if you flush with the top open, it's, like, nasty how much shit comes out of the bowl. So now we close the whole thing, and then we flush. So it's, like, he kind of has to close it all.
Right. Oh, that's so gross.
Yeah, once we, like, learned that, I was like, oh, my God, that's so true. That's so fucking disgusting. Ew!
Do you know, I saw that video years and years and years ago, right? And I used to have in my upstairs bathroom, in the bigger bathroom, a little thing for all the toothbrushes to sit in, and it was on the right side, kind of where my blow dryer is. And when I saw that video, I came home because I think maybe at the bagel store. I don't remember where I watched it. My friend Lena showed it to me. I came home, threw out the brushes, moved it to the other side, and then
now it's
was
closed.
Like closed. Yeah, you have to.
Now it always is closed when we flush.
Yeah.
Because it's so true. The little particles that fly out. Ugh.
I know. And then you think about how many times you brush your teeth with those toothbrushes. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, mine are in the cabinet, thank God. Because I would have thrown them out, too. I would have done the same thing as you.
Mine are in the cabinet now, too.
Yeah.
Because I don't have anything in my bathroom.
Yeah. At my parents, every time I go to use the bathroom, my dad does not put it down. It's always fucking up. I'm like, I guess my mom doesn't care.
What about the thing he sits on, like the toilet seat? Is that up as well?
Or yes, like when open? He pees, like he doesn't close it all.
He doesn't close it.
No, not at all.
See, even if he just closed the bottom
sitting
one,
part.
That, yeah, that's important because I've done that in the past where I go in the middle of the night and I fucking stick my ass touches the toilet water, folks.
Ew! That's so uncomfortable.
So, yeah, at minimum, put down the seat part of it.
Yes.
You know, if you don't close the lid when you flush, that's fine. My toothbrushes aren't there anymore. That's fine. But at least put down the seat thing. And my kids will do. Like I said, it took them a while, but they got it down.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Well, anyways, that was fun.
That was fun.
Do we have any that we can make up that would be, like, lovely for us?
Well, I'm trying to think, like, an ideal man, what I would want. Like, what's so super important for me? And it's, like, somebody who loves my kids. You know, like, that to me. Like, family is so important, you know? So it's, like, if I say he's a two. But we've done that, you know? See, and I'm the reverse. Like, say he's a two, but he smells good. To me, that's like, I mean, yeah, it's nice to have a man that smells good, but that's not important to me.
Well, obviously, you know? Yeah.
He's
shit. It doesn't matter.
I think everybody mentioned sort of all the different scenarios. All right, Liz.
He's a two, but he always wants to hang out with you and spend time with you.
I want to know why he's a two.
I know.
Because.
I'm trying to think of different things that people didn't say.
Maybe you don't want to spend time with him because he is that two. So maybe that would just make it worse.
Right.
You know,
right.
Maybe he's a Klingon and true. A mooch and has no desires in life and just wants to just sit on your lap all day so you can pacify him, you know, like, ew, no,
yeah,
gross.
That's true.
See, I could do the 10 ones easier. For me, my mind is just going to, like, he's great, but.
I know.
Because, like, a mooch to me is the worst kind of, like, do not. No. Why are you laughing at me? What? Do you agree with that?
Yeah, no, it's just funny. Like, somebody that's just, like, clinging to you all the time.
Oh, no. And, like, not motivated. Like, I mean, I've said it before on the podcast. To me, a really attractive thing about somebody, boy, girl, whatever, is their work ethic. Like, to me.
So he's a two, but he's a hard worker.
He's an eight minimum. Yeah, because if you're a good hard worker, pair that with loving my kids, forget it. You're a 10. But I think if you're, I would rather have a two who's a hard worker than a 10 who's a mooch. You know? Hands down. Hands down.
I think I'd rather a 10 who's a mooch.
Really?
Yeah. If he's good to me in every way, I don't mind being the breadwinner. Shit, if you're going to cook dinner, be nice to me, fill up my gas, be nice to my family, fuck me up.
Oh, no. Because I also associate a mooch with being, like, unmotivated.
No, yeah, not like that they're being, lazy.
Like, lazy, like, no. I can't.
But then he wouldn't be a 10. If he's a 10 but a mooch, then he wouldn't be, like he would do shit around the house, you know? Like, that's fine with me. If you're sitting on the couch all day eating fucking bonbons and watching TV, absolutely not. Fuck out of here with that shit.
It's like fucking Peggy Bundy with the bonbon.
What? I don't know what that is.
How do you know bonbons, then?
It's just, that expression. It's just the expression that I know. It's like little Twinkies, right? Bonbons?
Bonbons are like little ice cream things.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't know. My mom used to say it.
Oh.
Fucking sitting eating bonbons.
Yeah. It's a Peggy. Married with Children. Used to be a show.
Oh, okay.
Years ago. And the wife had this huge red hair.
Okay.
And like the husband was a shoe salesman, I think. Uh-huh. But she literally would just sit at home all day like watching her shows, eating bonbons. So I think that's probably how, either that or she just glorified it. Like, yeah. That's so
funny.
How
do you spell that?
What?
Bonbons. Oh, I see. A chocolate. I really thought that they were like one of those like oh, Twinkie. Like a prepackaged, like a bonbon. Like sitting on the couch eating Twinkies all day. I really thought, wow, you learn something new every day. I did not know it was a chocolate at all. It's just something I picked up on growing up, I guess.
That's funny.
Sitting on the couch fucking eating bonbons.
When you said it right away, I was like, Peg Bundy?
It sounds like Ted Bundy. So I was confused. I'm like, what is that? How do we get there?
Oh, man.
Anyways, okay. Well, thank you guys for listening. That was a doozy. Hopefully we were a little more lighthearted and entertained you a little bit more than last week. Thank you for listening to us rant.
Allowing us. Like, that was so good. It was good for our soul.
Yeah, right? Obviously we're doing better, so yeah. It worked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. If you want to support the show.
Support?
There's a link down below. It's $2.99 a month. You don't have to listen to ads, and you get our episodes early. So go check it out. If you know you can't wait for us to come out with another episode, you'll get it earlier. And if you could rate us 5 stars on Spotify, that would mean the world to us. Thank you so much for all your support. Follow us on Instagram at Augamil. We will talk to you all on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Enjoy it.
Okay, love you. Bye.